Blog Talk Radio.
One power that is worthy of bowing down to. We bear witness to all of
revolutionary Messiah and the prophet Muhammad. But black people here in America and those who are listening right now throughout the nation and the world who are tuning in to our national and international day of action, we here thank God and say that God has visited us in the hills of North America. I thank God for an old black woman named Harriet Tubman. I thank God for an old sister named Sojourner Truth. I thank God for an old pastor named Reverend Ned Turner. I thank God for those in the island of Haiti, Tucson and Overton, Bookman, Dessaline, and Christoph. I thank God for the Honorable Marcus Mosiah God. I thank God for Prophet Noble Drew Ali. Islam for all the wars. I thank God who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad and for raising up his messenger in this society. The messenger of Allah has been some. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we ain't gonna fight about nothing today. I thank God for his student, that old black man.
Come on.
out of Sister Linda. I'm standing here with Chevy Entertainment. I'm standing here with Church Jamil. Brother Ali is there, he's here. Of course, the Nation of Islam under the local leadership of Mark Muhammad, who is under the national leadership of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. I stand here with Brother James, who is our teacher, our educator, our freedom fighter on the front line. Come rain, sleet, or shine.
As it was saying,
voice of God. Let me get down to it. I promise not to be long, because I know we're sweating up here. Oh, I don't want to be the only one. These brothers and sisters are we're trying to let you know what time it is. To all of those who are listening and to you who are right in front of me right now, this is a message to the grassroots. A message to the grassroots. Stop looking to the leader of the NAACP to free you. We love the NAACP, but stop looking to the leadership of the NAACP to free you. Stop looking to the leadership of the Urban League. We love the Urban League, but stop looking to the leader of the Urban League to come down out of heaven and solve your problems. No disrespect to our own. Stop looking to the chairman of the New Black Panther Party to come down here and to get up and do for us as men and women must do for ourselves. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has worked for over 40 some odd years.
Right.
He's 77 some odd years old. Don't look, in all due respect to the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, to solve all of your problems. I think he's given up enough. We must take charge of our votes and all black nations, property, and we must take charge of our posts and all black nation property in view. We must accept our own and be our own righteous black selves. It's time for us to stand. Look, on this day, in all of these cities, brothers and sisters from the grassroots have stood up in New York. They have stood up in Newark. They are standing up right now as we speak in Trenton, New Jersey, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in Norfolk, Virginia, in the projects. They are marching right now in Washington, D.C. They're in North Carolina. They may be getting harassed by the police right now, but they're fighting back in North Carolina. They are right now being and rallying in Atlanta in a Black United Front. We're rallying in Augusta. We're rallying in Dallas, Texas. Rallying on the steps of the Capitol in Selma, Alabama. In Dothan, Alabama. In Chicago, Illinois. In Detroit, Michigan. In Louisville, Kentucky. In St. Louis. In Nashville, Tennessee. They are right now talking about in Tampa, Florida. I'm here telling you that an uprising is going on. And we need an uprising. Oh, yeah, that's what I said. You say, oh, no. If we want to rent a rental car today, we can't even rent a rental car because it's a bad black only day. We had to hop in whatever we had to hop in, air conditioned or not. Our hands are nailed. Our feet are nailed. We don't stand up and walk like free men and free women. Whatever we think of the power structure, whatever we think of the man and the powers that be in these cities, our knees start tripping. Our knees start shaking because our feet are nailed to the cross. Look, our number one enemy is fear.
That's right.
Our number one enemy of all the enemies we have is fear. That have bind us to the cross. Some of it is ran by God and some of it just to pass upon. This day has been convened by grassroots activists across this nation who decided that they're tired of gentrification. Tired of them ripping off our school systems and driving the schools from the community. Tired of lying to our babies from textbooks in the school system. Tired of when budget cuts come down from City Hall, they crush the black man, crush the black woman, take everything from us. We always get the short end of the stick. Our people are tired.
Sick and tired.
And so we're talking about building a movement. Before all of these winds start to blow on us so hard that we will never get up. Ezekiel in the 37th chapter, he went back to God, the Son of Man, and said, I have to prophesy now for the winds to blow.
God Almighty.
He said, we are so hard-headed. We are so stubborn. We are so stiff-necked. We are so rebellious.
Right.
God had to put the four winds on us. And the winds are blowing right now. It's the wind of incarceration. In fact, you know what to do, right? The white man gonna lock us all up.
Oh my God.
Look at the wind blow.
Oh no, oh no.
Oh yeah, the murder rate has gone down in many cities. Oh yeah, the robbery rate has gone down in many cities. And that's due to a lot of community work. But it's also due to the wrath of the wind of that have come down with his crack cocaine, that have come down with his guns that he brings into the black community, have come down with the way he fixes the wrongs in the courthouse when a white youth gets ready to go to jail for the same time he needs community service and the black kid gets 20 years. Bites us too. The brothers and sisters in the church, oh Lord. Leave them alone. If they want to stand up and fight these problems in our community, if they want to stand up and fight what is in our mission statement, then we stand in ranks like a solid wall. Stop the divisions inside the Christian church. I'm Pentecostal.
Come on, come on.
I'm Baptist.
Come on, come on.
I'm a Holy Roller. I'm AME.
Woo!
I'm just ME. I'm with this pastor. I'm with that pastor. I'm with this bishop. I'm with that bishop. And I just woke up one morning and just declared myself a bishop.
Oh,
Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he stood up to challenge transportation authorities harassment by the mayor, harassment by the Anti-Defamation League. And Buckley here still strong, ain't worried nothing about this devil. I don't hear this devil, no. I don't make you lose that 1 hour of sleep. And I'm here to tell you that the same power that is in me is in you. The same power that is in Mr. Lewis Farrakhan is in you. The same power that everyone you think is great, if you're a rapper, the same power that is in Lil Wayne is in you.
That's
right. Huh?
That's right.
God ain't shortchanged none of us.
Right.
Black power?
Power.
All power to the people. Look. We are here not for no one day. Our mission statement, it says here, whereas serious problems exist in the black or African community, nationally and worldwide, having been duly considered, these pressing and urgent issues include. This is what we're talking about here, and this is what everybody's fighting around. And this is what we want to build a nationwide movement around in unity and attack these problems. And if we can't solve them, then we'll unite for a nation of our own. Did you hear what I said? I say we will fight for survival. We will fight to get every right, fight for justice, fight for our children, fight for our, against these budget cuts, fight against this police brutality, fight against this ignorance. And if we can't get it, then we're going to be like the children of Israel. We're going to step out of Israel. controlling in these counties and cities.
Right.
He's controlling the power, and he's not giving up the power. And we're going to have to fight to get the power.
Fight,
Jacksonville is 35% black.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
If it's 35% black, I want to know it's 35% of the power in the hands of black people.
Yes, sir.
Is it?
Yes, sir.
It's 35% of the money and the budget and the contracts that are cut. Are they going directly to benefit the black people?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Then that's got to be the goal. It's 35% of the political seats being manned by black people. Do we have 35% of the power?
No, we have two.
In this city?
No, sir.
Do you want it?
Yes, sir.
Are you willing to fight to get it?
Yes, sir.
This man can't do nothing with us. If we're united, we'll drive him to
our
remember, I'm doing the talking. We'll drive him from office. This police chief cannot have Rutherford, cannot have a police force that shoots down unarmed black men and chokes black men and kills black people and remain police chiefs. If we stand up and rise up, the police can't even police this. We can't police this if you don't cooperate. We want justice. And as I said, we want justice or else.
Right.
Or else what? I'll get to that. But I'm telling you this. We are going to put a stop to police strangling and killing black people. Before you can talk about school, before you can point your finger at the
saying.
She can hear what I'm saying if she whack. If she whack, but she might be. I say that because I think the black man is getting a raw deal. I watch CNN and they make every black man say like he won't pay his child support.
That's right.
Every black man act like he's derelict in his responsibility. But I'm here to say to the world and to bear witness that there are great black fathers out there.
Yeah.
Black fathers are standing up strong.
Yeah.
Black fathers that want to see their kids. And sometimes you, black woman, as great as you are being used by the white man against the fathers of your children, acting like automatic, systematic, remote control of the white man using you, black woman, against your own black man and his children. Stop it, black woman. We love you and we honor you. Don't use your bags against the father of their children. Beyond all that, hell, let's just get married. Amen.
Amen.
That probably stop at least part of that problem. You know, you don't fuss and fight when you get married.
That's right.
White power.
White power.
Every dime in this budget, our youth need programs. Our youth need recreation centers. Our youth need mentors. Non-profit organizations in this city and many other cities, they need resources. They deserve resources to be able to mentor and educate and put money into programs to help these youth. You can't come to these youth and just say, stop the violence and think something's going to happen. They're going back to dysfunctional homes. They're going back to problems at home, problems in the streets. It's not our fault that our youth are in this condition. We're coming up out of slavery. We're coming up off the cross. We're coming up out of being crucified. We deserve every dime in this budget to go to help our people. All of everything they got here was gotten on the backs of slaves.
Right.
Everything in rich in these plantation mansions and these buildings in this city, they got it from ripping off black people. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
You're not asking them for nothing. We got to take what's ours. Look, our problems that we're organizing, poor health and health care, speaks for itself. Poor health and health care. If I got one word to say on that, to everybody right now, you don't need us to do this for you. Stop eating your chitlins. Stop eating your pigs. down here to disrespect that. But I think it's disrespectful to ourselves if we sit here and do nothing. That's what you got, a black president.
That's right.
Come on. And he got it. I mean, he got it. He got it. So, oh, you're so good. You're going to let a man, being handsome as he is, brilliant as he is, as trapped by this system as he is. He got so many enemies, he got to get around, he'll never get to you. He got so many people he got to satisfy, he'll never get to you. But he's thinking he already got you. Brother, that woman you're going after, that woman you're going after, she don't want you as long as you're kissing her behind. When a woman know they got you, they mistreat you. When a woman know you're going to be there regardless, they ain't got to give you nothing. When are we going to stop being the whores of the Democratic? Every election time they try out their whores. Black people. Come on. And we cheer and holler at election time. Soon as the election is over, goodbye. They go right over there and negotiate with them Republicans. Negotiate with them Tea Party. Give them everything we want and give you an excuse.
Come on.
Mr. Obama would respect you more if you would stand up to him.
Yes, sir, sir.
I know I went off a few weeks ago. Some of y'all heard me and I went off.
Yes, sir.
And I was mad that he had bombed Gaddafi's house.
Uh-oh.
And I'm still mad.
I'm mad too.
A black man. I elected in the office, but we helped elect in the office. We done got some bombs and start bombing Africa. We didn't elect him for that. Did you elect him to bomb Africa? Did you elect him for warships and planes? Did you elect him to go and start wars and continue wars all over Earth? Well, that's just not me. That's the people talking. So when Bill O'Reilly get this tape, and they run this thing back on Fox News, it's just not Malicia Bosch. You see, he's just, no, playing back. Yeah, I went off. And I'll tell you this, for those that are listening, for the language that I used several weeks ago in using the N-word, I can apologize to my elders for that. I can apologize to my people for that, because I was mad and I was emotional. I can apologize for using the N-word. I can apologize for saying that his wife should leave him for bombing Gaddafi.
That's right.
I mean, because I was starting the movement that if you sell out, your wife should leave you.
If you sell out,
right, because that hurts so many people's feelings, I can take that back.